And we've got starting lineups right now being introduced for Sandingham Christian. It's number three, no, she's not one of the starters. We'll try that again. Number 21, Allie Watson, 5'9 senior. Number 23, Callie Ropp, a 5'8 junior. I did not see all of them. I know that they'll definitely have their best player going tonight. That is Rebecca Preston, number 4, 5'7 junior. Just an outstanding guard forward, just able to really dominate a game if you let her. And so that'll be the task for the Warriors tonight, will be to stay, keep Preston from killing them. She went for, I think, 22 or 23 last year down there at Sandingham Christian against us, made that a tight game. That was a game Lindsay McShane came out and hit four threes in the first half, 4 for 4 from three-point range to carry the Warriors into that game. This is a good Sandingham Christian team, very athletic. They're smart. Last year, watched them play. They played very fundamentally sound basketball. And so the Warriors are going to have their work cut out for them. This is a league where that number two seed is definitely up for grabs behind Dayton. Dayton, the prohibitive favorite for the number one seed, returning the state championship team with the starting point guard and their Kalina Rojas, their big post player. And they're going to be the team to beat in the league. But number two definitely is very undecided. So the Warriors tonight going with their normal starting lineup. Shayla McClain, Lillianne Dumler, Keely Graham, Morgan Croxford, and missing somebody in there. Let me see who they've got running out there tonight. Tonight's going to be Samantha Brown. So they've got their normal four, and then that fifth one has changed from game to game. All right, we are ready to jump this up. It's going to be number 21, Allie Watson, jumping against Shayla McClain. And I'm a little hoarse tonight. Started coaching girls basketball again at the middle school level. First practice tonight, and then we've got two games, so we'll see how the voice holds up. Eagles win the tap. Haven Bain, the point guard, with the ball. 5'6". Croxford on her man-to-man defense. She swings it left side. Now they come back out on top to Watson. Watson looking for Preston. She pops out. It's going to be Keeley's job tonight to be on the the veteran Preston, the junior outstanding guard forward they have. Cuts her off. She gives the ball up to Ropp. Ropp out top. Hits Bain. Bain looking for Ropp. Cutting down the left side. Throws it out of bounds. Warrior basketball. Just like that. Warriors get a quick turnover. And they are going to be bringing the ball up the floor. Croxford gets it across to Dumler. Dumler back to Croxford. Out on top by the center circle now. Sets it up. Croxford swings it right side to McClain. She pops out. Right wing. Looking for the cutter to Dumler. Dumler out in the corner. Brown. Brown 18-footer. Looks good. Is Samantha Brown comes out firing her first start of the year, and she drills the 18-footer from the right wing, right corner, I guess I'd say. Bain swings it left side to Ropp, and she pops out in the left wing. Brown on her, giving her lots of room. Now back out to Bain. Bain to Ropp. Ropp cutting down the right side. Misses badly, and the ball into the hands of McClain. So Warriors up 2-0, should be. That was a two-pointer. They've given her three. I don't think that's right, though. We've got a reach-in foul called on Preston at the other end. So we've got a little confusion here on the score. It says 3-0 on the board. I'm quite certain that that was a two by about a foot. She was way inside the line. But right now they have it at 3-0, so we'll keep an eye on that. Left corner three for Dumler. Buries it. Now we're off to a good start as Lillianne Dumler hits her first shot of the night, a three-pointer from the left corner. It says 6-0, but I think it's 5-0. I think they've got the score wrong. So I'm going to go with 5-0 for right now until I hear otherwise. Preston out by the Warrior head on the right side here. Eagles going left to right in front of the scorer's table. There's a pop-out pass to Watson. Watson tries to get to Preston, almost knocked away by Keeley. She gets it back, goes to the right corner. There's a two-pointer or three-pointer. I got to wait and see what they call this. They're going to say the basket is good by Ropp. Now they're going to say that was a they're going to give her a three-pointer on that. So, and now they've corrected the score. It's 5-3 after that. Ropp will go to the line. Chance for a four-point play here as she was fouled by Samantha Brown flying out at her. Ropp misses the foul shot. Rebound tipped a couple of times and chased down in the corner by Bain. Tries to go baseline, poked out of her hands by McClain. And so Ropp misses the foul shot, but the Eagles are going to get the ball back. 6:06 to go here in the first quarter. 5-3 Warriors with the early lead. Ropp looking to trigger it in. Throws it in high to Preston. Graham right up in her. grill there. Ashley hands off to Bain, and Bain sets up the offense. Bain swings it right side to Watson. Watson surveying the landscape out on top to Preston. Preston, Graham giving her some room, swings it left side now to Bain. She goes underneath to Preston. Preston with a nice move, misses the right hand up and under. It was a good move she had there. And Croxford with a rebound, pushes it ahead to Dumbler, left side, goes out to Graham. Graham starts to drive, backs down, now kicks out in the corner for Dumbler. Wide open three, left corner, looks good. No good this time off the back. And a rebound by Brown. Nice rebound in there. Ball knocked away. It's on the floor, and we're going to have a jump ball. That's going to be Warrior basketball. Sam Brown, nice offensive rebound there, and then she got it tied up on her. And so it'll be Warrior basketball on the alternating possession. Warriors will have it on the baseline, right side of the key. Dumbler's going to inbound. Warriors box it up high, so Croxford and Graham way up by the three-point line in a box. Now they get it in. Croxford by the Warrior head, swings it now left side to Graham. Graham puts up a three, looks good, little long. McLean with the rebound, she puts it up and in. Shaylin McLean with the rebound, put back. Nice job by Shaylin. Easily the biggest kid on the floor. Quite a height advantage for the Warriors in tonight's game. I don't think that Sandy M has anybody over about 5'8". And Shaylin at 5'10 and very strong should dominate the paint in this game. Watson out on top with it. Swings it to Bain. Bain working on Croxford, right wing. Dribbles down the left side. Gets all the way to the basket. Lays it up and in and draws the foul. Not a good foul. I think that's Samantha Brown coming across, fouling Bain. If it is, that's going to be the second on Sam Brown. Second foul in the game for the Warriors. Both of them on Brown. 4:55 to go first quarter. Warriors lead 7-5. Bain going to the line to shoot two. She'll have an opportunity to tie this game up. First one is up and good. Oh, no, she won't have a time because she made the shot. I apologize for that. Three-point play for Bain. Warriors lead 7-6. Graham with the ball center circle now. Looks right side to McLean as she pops out on the right wing. Now she swings it out on top to Croxford. Croxford swings it left side to Graham. Graham looks at the three. Now she goes down low to McLean. Back out to Graham. Looks at the three. Little strong on that one. Weak side rebound pulled down by Ropp. Ropp gets the ball to Bain, and here they come. Eagles are down by one. A chance to take the lead here as we come up on 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Bad three-pointer there. Preston, though, gets the offensive rebound. She puts up a 12-footer, no good. McLean, great box out, and we're going to have a... Oh, they're going to call this on McLean. Oh, my goodness, that's a horrible call. She had a good box out. She held her position, went after the ball. This is a terrible call by the official. Shaylin had just her rear end against the player, held her position as she went after the ball. Reg talking to the official right now. That is just a terrible call. That is everything you teach a player to do as they're boxing out, and she gets called for the foul on that. 7-6 now. She didn't even put her hands on the girl. And now we're going to have a makeup call going the other way. Nice makeup call there as we get a foul called on one of the Eagles players. It's going to be on number 12, Emma Roth. That's her first foul, and the Warriors get it right back. Official knew that she made a bad call. Reg gave her an earfall, and she gave it right back to the Warriors. There's a three-pointer left wing by Dumbler, short. Graham and Bain going for it off of Bain. It's going to be Warrior basketball on the left baseline, about 18, 19 feet out from the basket. Croxford inbound. Some semblance of a stack there. Gets it into Graham. Graham, man-to-man defense here by the Eagles. Nope, now in a 2-3 zone. I take that back. 2-3 zone. Preston and Bain at the top of that for them. Croxford underneath to Dumbler, and she lays it up and in. What a great diagonal pass from Morgan Croxford, finding Dumbler slipping in on the backside of that zone and gets the lay-in. Great pass from the left three-point angle down to the right block for the basket. Eagles basketball now. Swing it out on top. It's Bain, or excuse me, Watson with the ball now to Bain with Croxford on her on the left wing. Bain takes a dribble, picks it up, trying to go to Preston. Graham doing just a fantastic job on her. Roth swings it over to Ropp and then back out on top to Bain. Bain back to Watson, looking for the cutter. Ropp not there. Now Bain cuts through, and she gives it back to on top to Roth. Roth looking for the cutter, comes off to Bain on the right side. They go to Preston down low, and she's going to get the basket on that one as she sealed off Keeley and was able to get to the basket. Rebecca Preston with her first two of the game. 9-8 Warriors, 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. There's a wide open three by Dunler. No good. Weak side rebound by Graham. Gets it to Croxford. Head fake. Penetrates down the right side. Lays it up. No good. McLean with the rebound. Brings the ball down low for some reason. Misses the shot. Boxes out. Gets her own rebound. Nice job by Shaylin. Out on top to Morgan. Morgan finds Keeley back door. Lays it up and in. What a great pass by Croxford. A couple of just dime assists for her. Keeley with her first two of the game. What a visionary pass there by Croxford to find Graham. Wide open on the baseline. Preston gets away with a walk, drives in, kicks it out. Watson doesn't want the three. Now she goes on top to Roth. Roth swings it over to Roth. Roth with Dumler on her. Not much of an offensive threat from out there is Roth. Gets it to Watson. Watson to Bain. Bain working the left angle now. Starts to drive on Croxford. Croxford cuts her off, picks up her dribble back to Preston. Preston penetrates down the middle, gets through two defenders, splits it, and gets up and in. Rebecca Preston, you cannot lay off of her when she doesn't have the ball. She's moving well without the ball, and once she's got it in her hand, she's dynamic. 11-10 Warriors, 2 minutes to go now. McLean, right angle, three-point line. Goes down to the corner to Croxford, out on top. Sam Brown. Sam with a long two, no good. Graham gets it, spins, lays it up and in. Keeley Graham got the rebound about 6 feet up on the left side of the lane. Spun on the left side, faked with the right hand, spun, and then came up and under to get the lay-in. 13-10 Warriors. There's a steal by Graham. They're going to call a foul. Oh, boy. Keeley going to get the foul called on this one. Thought she had the breakaway steal there. She and Preston shake hands. Preston knows Keeley almost had that. Keeley's first foul. Fourth team foul on the Warriors. 1:36 to go first quarter. 13-10 Warriors. Preston to inbound the ball. Holding it a long time. Finally gets it in to Ropp, way out top near the center circle. She takes a couple dribbles, surveying the court. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors. Brown on Ropp, but back and way off. Now Ropp steps up to the three-point line and takes it. No good. They had no offensive set there at all. McLean with the rebound gets it to Croxford. Croxford pushes it up the left side to Graham. Graham takes it all the way in. Preston blocks the shot. McLean gets it back, scores and fouled. Shaylin McLean hustling down the floor, running the break. Keeley missed the shot, a block by Preston, but it left the ball wide open there for McLean to swoop in, put it up and in, and draw contact. The foul is on Preston as she tries to reach back, and that's her second foul. That's huge. She get her into some sort of foul trouble. McLean misses the foul shot, ball tipped a couple times, and Preston comes down with it. McLean, 4 points in the game, 15-10 now Warriors. Reg yelling at his defense to get back and make sure they've got their man. Keeley cannot sag off of Rebecca Preston. Preston with the ball out by the Warrior head. She swings it to Carly into the game. Now she's over to Watson on the left angle. Fakes the three. McLean comes out a little bit on it. Gets it to Bain. Bain slips but keeps her dribble alive. Now she swings it cross court. Ball tip. Ropp gets it off the hands of Carly there. And Ropp sets up the offense again. Ropp out by the center circle. Dribbling around. Brown waiting for her inside the arc. Now she swings it left side to Watson. Watson looking for the cutter. Ropp not there. McLean ties her up. They're going to call a reach-in foul on McLean. She had a jump ball. They're going to call the second foul on Shaylin. Shaylin had a hand on that ball, and Watson kept turning away from her until their arms were touching, and they called the foul on Shaylin. Shaylin frustrated as she comes out of the game, pleading her case with her coach, just saying, I had the jump ball, but she didn't have it long enough, apparently, before she made contact. Preston in the corner with it, looks at the three. Now she finds the cutter. Ropp misses. Brown with the rebound. Brown with inadvertent good defense there. She didn't see the ball, but she interfered with the shot anyway. Keeley out top, swings it left side. Dumler, angle three, looks good. A little bit strong on that one, and the rebound pulled out of there by Ropp. Ropp to Bain. 15-10 Warriors, 10 seconds to go now in the first quarter. Bain penetrates down the right side, gets all the way down, and scoops it up and in. Bain with her fifth point. And Croxford's heave no good at the buzzer. So after one, it's Warriors 15 and Eagles 12. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back.
Thank you. My car's like new. James W. Costa will do the same for you.
If you've been involved in an auto accident, where would you take your car to be fixed? I hope you say J&W CarStar. We have been here for decades repairing cars with excellence. Trust us to fix your car right.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care. Thank you. My car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
a doctor, a dentist, and maybe even a massage therapist, but do you know where to tow your car after an accident? Tell the tow truck driver, take it to J&W CarStar, then relax. We'll take it from there.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Hey, Tim Harsman at Country Financial takes time to get to know his customers. He knows that every situation is unique, and his goal is to understand yours so he can help you be confident about your financial security and your future. Contact Tim Harsman at Country Financial today at 503-565-2043. All right, it's going to be Eagles basketball. As they won the tip, Warriors had the one jump ball in the first quarter, and now Eagles get it on the alternating possession to start the second quarter. Bain still in there at point guard. Swings it left to Ropp on the left angle, 25 feet. Looking for a cutter. There's nothing there. Not much motion out of these Eagles right now. Gets in the hands of Carly. Carly tries to penetrate. Ball knocked away. She gets it back down on the baseline. Trap kicks it out to Ropp for a deep two, I think. Misses. Crocs for the rebound. Always looking up the floor. Morgan now kicks it left side to Keeley. Keeley, three-point line, hesitates. Now goes in the right corner to Sam, and then Sam gets back out. Now Keeley sets it up. Man-to-man defense now by the Eagles. Morrison in the game. Swings it left corner to Croxford. Croxford out on top to Brown. Brown swings it back to Croxford in the left angle. Looking for cutters. Nothing there. Dumbler, three-pointer in the left corner. No good. Brown with the rebound. She puts it up. No good. Dumbler tips it. Morrison fighting and pulled out of there by, have to see who that was, number 12. That is Roth with the rebound for the Eagles. Minute gone here in the third quarter, or the second quarter. Tough shot by Bain. No good. Morrison with a good rebound in traffic and gets it to Morgan. Croxford, middle of the court, pulls up at the top of the key. Now spins to the foul line. Finds Morrison on the baseline. A little bit low. Robbie gets back to it, gets it back to Morgan. Nice save by Morrison there. Down on the corner to Graham. She takes a long two and buries it. Keely Graham stepping up and knocking that down. She's got 6 points in the game. And the Warriors extend their lead to 5, 17-12. Ropp looking for the cutter. Bain knocked to the ground by Graham. Preston out now, so Graham on Bain. Bain hops right back out. Now goes back door. Nothing there. Tough runner by Ropp, and she's fouled by Brown. I think that's going to be three, and that's going to bring some help off the bench in the form of Hannah Hatch. Sam Brown played all the first quarter there. Now has three fouls. She'll come out here after the first foul shot. Ropp to the line. Her free throw bounces around and goes in. So Hatch in. So it's Hatch, Croxford, Dumbler, Morrison, and Graham on the floor for the Warriors. Second one, no good. Morrison with the rebound. A couple of rebounds so far by Robbie off the bench, doing some good relief work there for Shaylin, who's got two fouls. Interesting to see if Reg gets Shaylin back in here. It might depend on this game. Three-pointer right side from Dumbler. She buries it. Her second one of the game. 8 points in the game for Lillian. They are just not coming out on that corner three. She's had four good looks now from three-point range, making two of them. Little penetration, kick back out. Roth with the ball. She dribbles left, gets to the baseline, picks up her dribble. Throws it to nobody, but it's chased down by Ropp way out by the right sideline. Ropp will reset the offense. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors. Ropp to Bain. Bain by the Warrior head. Working on Graham. Crosses over, gets a little screen. And we're going to have an offensive foul called on Emma Roth. A little moving screen. And, you know, you tell kids that all the time. If you don't try to fight through that screen, you'll never get the offensive foul call on the screener. But when you fight through it, you put pressure on the official to make the call. A great job of Keeley working through that screen, and Roth leaned as Graham tried to fight through it and drew the foul. Three-pointer left corner, and that one's good by Dumbler. Just like that, Lillian's hit two in a row, and the Warriors' offense is rolling. Up 23-13, 5:11 to go. Preston, uncontested three, hits it. Nobody got out on her. I'm not sure what happened there. I don't think Reg knew she was in the game, and Keeley should have had Preston, and there was no communication on that, and nobody had her that time. I say Keeley should have had her just because when she came into the game, Keeley should have switched on to her. We got a 30-second timeout. So let me take this opportunity, if I can get my computer to work here, to remind you that since 1922, First Federal has been providing Yamhill County homeowners with secure and local home loan options. Their mortgages have been trusted by generations of homeowners and are managed locally by people you know. When you choose First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County. Visit their Amity branch at 110 Maddox Street or go online to www.firstfedweb.com to learn more. First Federal, they're here for you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. All right. After the 30-second timeout, Warrior basketball leading 23-16. It's been the Dunler show here in the second quarter with a pair of three-pointers. Williams into the game for the Warriors. She gets it in to Graham, knocked away and out of bounds. It'll still be Warrior ball. So it's Maylin Williams, Hatch, Dumler, Graham, and Morrison. Croxford getting a break here. They get it into Morrison. Morrison dribbles it up. Nobody on her. Picks up her dribble, gets it to Graham. Graham driving on Bain. Kicks it out to Williams. Three-pointer right side. Little off on that one. I'm not sure if she called bank or not, so I'm not sure we could have counted that one, Maylin. There's a pass ahead to Watson, and she's fouled by Dumler. Good pass ahead there by the Eagles to attack on the early offense. That's going to be the first foul on Dumler. Seventh team foul, though, on the Warriors. So number 21, Allie Watson, to the foul line. She's going to get two. It was a shooting foul. Her first one. Bounces off the side of the rim and away from the hoop. 7-point Warrior lead, 23-16. 3 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Second one rattles around and goes in. Not the most comfortable looking foul shooter there. Kind of shot puts it flat. Graham up the middle of the floor, working on Bain, playing good defense on her. Graham pulls it up now and sets up the offense. To Hatch. Hatch down in the corner. Dumler fakes the three. Watson comes way out on her now. Graham will take a three. Way strong. Morrison battling inside. It's going to be Amity ball. Good job by Robbie Morrison to force that ball out of bounds by battling for the rebound. Team rebound for the Warriors on that as it just went out of bounds after the shot. Nobody ever had control. Graham underneath. Hurried her shot. Nice inbound pass from Dumler. Had Graham wide open, but she rushed her shot a little bit and misses. Bain going the other way. Steal by Dumler as they try to lob it in, and then she throws it away. Nope, they're going to say it was knocked off of one of the Eagles players, so it's going to be Warrior basketball. I don't think the Warriors thought it went off of an Eagles player. But this official's been wrong a couple times already tonight. She was probably wrong on that one, too, but this one to the Warriors' advantage. Graham crosses over, gets all the way in with the left hand, comes up short on the lay-in. Hatch battling inside, tips it once, and Rop comes out of there with it for the Eagles. Graham all the way to the basket, missed the left-handed lay-in. Going to be kicking herself for that one. And the one before, she's missed two lay-ins in a row. And Keeley normally extremely reliable. Top of the key three-pointer by Rop is good. Her second three of the game, and she's got 7 points now, and it's just a three-point game. Graham working against Bain, finally gets it across half court. 23-20 Warriors. They're going to run the Warrior play. That's Graham pushing down the right side, gets all the way under, leaves it for Morrison, and she's fouled as she goes up. And if this is on Preston, this is going to be three. We'll see who they call this on. It is on Preston. I believe that's her third foul, and that is a killer for the Eagles. Good news for the Warriors as their most dynamic offensive and defensive players headed to the bench. Morrison misses the first foul shot. Robbie doing a good job in there. That was a good catch that she made on the Keeley had to drive down the right side and hit the little wraparound pass to Morrison as her man came across to help on Keeley, and she drew the foul. Ooh, rattles the cage on the second one. Can't get it in there. Watson battling. She tips it back in, so a pair of misses there by Robbie. Bain with the ball. 3.5 to go in the first half. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors still. There's the pass stolen by Croxford as they tried to hit a cutting Bain. Morgan undercut the pass like a good cornerback will do and picks it off. She's working on Bain now. Drives down the left side, left hand up and in. Croxford faked right, then drove hard to the left. Got Bain off balance and no help defense coming across there. 25-20 Warriors. 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Bain gets past Croxford. Tough lefty. No good. Croxford with the rebound. Picked up her dribble. Gets it to Dumler, back to Croxford so she can get the dribble going again. She walks it up. Swings it to Maylin. Williams back to Croxford, top of the key. Thinks about the three, now to Williams. She'll take the three. That one's left. And the rebound inside by Carly. Carly to Bain. Bain way ahead. to Hop, or to Rop, excuse me, and then Rop throws it away as she tries to save it back to Watson. Hop used to play for Dayton. Sorry about that. Rop plays for Sandy M. Christian. You can understand my confusion. Warriors basketball, 2.5 minutes to go, 5-point lead. Croxford to Williams on the left angle, extended. Now to Hatch as she pops out from the top of the key. Now to Morrison. Morrison down in the corner for Williams. Thinks about the long two. Gets it out to Dumbler. Watson out on her quickly to prevent the three. Croxford with the ball. She backs it out, working on Bain. 2 minutes and 5 seconds to go here in the first half. Down in the corner to Hatch. Back to Dumbler. They're keeping way out on her now. They're not going to let her have anything wide open. And Croxford puts in a three. The defense didn't respect her, and she snuck that one in on the side of the rim and rolled it in from three-point range. Wasn't real clean, but she'll take it. That'll get the defense to come out on you. And then if you have to come out and guard Morgan at three-point range, you're in trouble because she's going to blow by you. Carly out top, 28-20 now. Warriors coming up on the minute and a half mark to go in the first half. Bain penetrates down the middle, loses it. I think Croxford might have got a piece of that. Croxford throws it ahead to Hatch. Hatch takes it in, draws contact, and there's the foul. Hatch will go to the line to shoot two. What a great pass by Morgan Croxford. Always looking up the floor. Morgan got the tip on that shot, and Bain couldn't control it after that. Threw up a wild shot. Croxford got the rebound, takes one dribble, maybe two, and immediately gets it to Hatch. And what her teammates have learned over the year and a half is that if you run the floor, Morgan's going to find you with the ball. Outstanding passing by Morgan Croxford here in the first half. Hatch to the line to shoot two. Misses the first. Hatch, just a sophomore, playing significant varsity minutes this year. As the Warriors lost five seniors off last year's team, and they needed kids to step up. Hatch hits the second one cleanly. Nice job by the 5 foot 4 inch sophomore guard. 29-20 now, Warriors, minute 20 to go. Beck with the ball into the game. Gives it to Rop, fakes the three to Watson on the right wing. Her pass tipped by Morris. It's on the floor, and Hatch gets in there and ties up Carly. And the Warriors will get the ball on that. Nice job, Robbie Morrison, to get the tip on that pass, knock it loose. And then Hatch jumped right in there and got a hand on the ball to tie it up. Warriors with 1 minute to go and the ball. Croxford, top of the key, swings it left side to Dumbler. No thinking about that. Three-pointer, a little bit long. She chases it down. Bain comes out of there with it. Good job by Lillian to follow her shot. Almost got the rebound if Bain wasn't so quick. Bain, a little out of control, swings it out to Carly. Carly back to Bain in the left corner. Bain's gotten to the hoop a couple of times, but she struggled to finish tonight. Beck out on top to Rop, fakes the three, pulls up for a tough two. No good. Ball's loose. Rebounded by Beck. Gets it to Carly on the baseline, blocked by Croxford, and then Morrison blocks the second shot, comes out of there with the ball. Robbie Morrison playing well. There's the pass ahead to Hatch, off her hands, can't handle it. Morgan Croxford hit Hatch with a 50-foot pass in stride, but I'm going to tell you, Hannah's not a wide receiver. She's got to work on those ball skills to pull that in. That was a great pass by our resident quarterback on the girls' basketball team, Morgan Croxford. If you're open, that ball is coming to you, and it's going to hit you in the hands more often than not. Bain works down the left side, scoops up and under, and that one's going to be Croxford with the foul. That'll put Bain on the line to shoot two. Morgan loves to let people think that they've beat her and then come from behind and get the block or the steal, the strip. And she tried it that time. She got a little piece of the arm. And they actually called that on Maylin Williams, not Croxford. They could have called it on either one of them. I thought it was on Morgan. Bain to the line, misses the first foul shot. Once again, I apologize for my voice tonight. Struggling, had girls' middle school basketball practice. A lot of talking for 2 hours, and then over here, Bain hits the second one. So by the end of the boys' game, I'm going to be real hoarse. But we'll make it through it. 5 or 8 seconds to go. Warriors basketball. Croxford crosses over, got a little too far out front. Bain knocked it loose, and we've got a jump ball. That'll go to the Eagles. Morgan got a little loose with that ball, tried to cross over Bain, but had the ball way too far out in front of her. 3 seconds, two, Bain puts it up from half court, hits the ceiling, no good. And we go to halftime with the Warriors extending their three-point first quarter lead out to 8, 29-21. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back after these messages.
Transitions in life, especially including the passing of a loved one. Macy and Son of McMinnville is there to make it easier on you and your family by taking care of all of the multitude of decisions. Macy and Son, McMinnville.
When people come to Newburgh Ford, they're often amazed at how many pre-owned cars and trucks we have. Sometimes they'll even ask, how do you get so many? Well, over the last few years, Newburgh Ford has had the good fortune of selling the most new Fords in our Oregon dealer group, which means we get a tremendous amount of trade-ins, virtually all makes and all price ranges. And since we know where they come from, we can sell them with confidence. So if you're looking to save money by purchasing a quality used vehicle, come see us at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
The American Legion is the nation's largest and most respected veterans organization. We take the lead in supporting veterans and their families throughout Oregon every day. We have service officers and local Legion posts throughout the state to help all veterans with VA claims, employment, housing, and education benefits, whether you're a Legion member or not. The Oregon American Legion, veterans serving in communities statewide. Find out more at orlegion.org.
Need to dig a trench or plan a wedding? Your first stop needs to be Botten's Equipment and Event Rental. From a cotton candy machine to a trencher and everything in between. At Botten's, your family. 2800 Northeast Lafayette Avenue in Mack. 472-1559. Street Level Radio, KLYC, reminding you to pick up your copy of The Bulletin Board. It's a weekly publication serving Sheridan, Willamina, and Grand Ronde. It's free, comes out every Wednesday, and is filled with information and activities and advertising supporting the West Valley. We get a lot of our information from The Bulletin Board. Good folks there in the West Valley. Free, pick one up today. Again, serving Sheridan, Willamina, Grand Ronde, and available each and every Wednesday. AM 1260 KLYC is Street Level Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Amity Warriors basketball. Warriors leading the Santiam Christian Eagles in this girls' West Valley League season opener 29-21 at the end of two quarters. Warriors were led in the first half by Lillian Dumler, who hit 3 3-pointers and 11 points total. Graham had 6, Morgan Croxford with 5, and probably 3 really nice assists there in the first half. Shayla McLean with 4 before she got herself into some foul trouble. Sam Brown with 2 and Hannah Hatch with 1 point. For the Eagles, they're led by Callie Ropp and Rebecca Preston with 7 each, the juniors. And Haven Bain, senior point guard, with 6 and Watson with 1. So Warriors controlled that game in the first half. It was close through the first quarter, just a 3-point lead for the Warriors, and then a couple of threes by Lillian Dumler there in the second quarter provided some extra juice as the Warriors outscored them 14-9 in the second quarter after outscoring them 15-12 in the first. So Warriors in control of the game, need to take care of the basketball, need to stay out of foul trouble with Shaylin getting those two fouls, and but Reg was able to rest her because the Warriors were able to stay in control of the scoreboard. And so she is technically not in foul trouble with just 2. She's got 3 to work with here in the second half. And really, you know, Dumler stepping up and carrying them there in that second quarter. She came out, hit her first 2 threes, missed a couple after that, but those 2 threes really put pressure on the defense to extend. And then Croxford also got a 3-pointer there in the second quarter, and that one I know caught the defense by surprise because Morgan doesn't put that up very often. Thank you, Mrs. Thompson, for the water. Alice dropping off something for me to drink there. I appreciate that. All right, so we've got about 7 minutes to go before the start of the second half. I'm going to take a break for, probably about 4 minutes here and let my voice recover, and then we'll be back to get things set up for the second half. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Welcome back to halftime here of our girls' varsity game. The first game of the West Valley League season between the visiting Santiam Christian Eagles and your Amity Warriors. The Warriors lead 29-21, and they've done a great job on Preston. Preston with 7 points but 3 fouls, and that's a major weapon in their offense. When she's not on the floor, that offense just doesn't flow for the Eagles. Need to step out and do a little bit better job defensively on Callie Ropp, the 5'8 junior post, who has knocked down a couple of threes when the defense has backed off of her. It's not what she wants to do, but she'll take it. And when the offense isn't working and she's even able to make a couple of those, and so the Warriors need to clean up that, I think, on the defensive end. And then just make sure that they keep Shaylin McClain out of foul trouble as we move here into the third quarter. 30 seconds to go here before the start of the third. 8-point lead for the Warriors. Shaylin McClain has two fouls. Samantha Brown has three. Nobody else in any kind of foul trouble that I know of. And Shaylin, the real key there. When she was in the game, they had no answer for her in the paint. And she was really able to control the backboards and do some damage inside. All right, it's going to be Warrior basketball to start the third quarter. Croxford, Graham, Dumler, Andrade, and McClain in the game. Dumler, left wing, looking for the cutter, finds McClain. She turns around, misses the short jump hook, gets her own rebound in the corner. Kicks it out to Andrade at the Warrior head. Andrade in the corner to Croxford. Croxford trying to go in low there, can't get it to McClain. Now out to Dumler on the wing. Hands it to Croxford, and they reset the offense. Man-to-man defense for the Eagles here to start the third quarter. Graham crosses over her man, goes out to Dumler. Three-pointer, buries it. Lillianne Dumler, the sharpshooter from three-point range tonight. Her fourth. She's got 14 in the game. 11-point Warrior lead now. Bain with the ball, trying to penetrate. Kicks it out to Ropp. Ropp working on Andrade. Penetrates the left side. Leaves it for number 12. That's Roth starting here in the second half. Preston out on top of the ball now. She has three fouls. Graham on her. Good job defensively by Andrade to cut off Roth penetrating. Preston goes baseline, misses the turnaround jumper, gets her own rebound, and a jump ball as Graham reaches in and ties her up. Preston is so quick to the ball. She missed that jumper from about 12 feet on the baseline and was the first person back to the ball. Good hustle by Graham to tie her up. Eagle basketball on the baseline, right side of the key. Get it into Preston. Preston, a deep three, good from about 23 feet. And that's what we're talking about when we talk about having to be careful with her. She's got 10 in the game now. And that one was a a wide open look there from about 23 feet, maybe 22 feet. You just can't leave her like that. Andrade with the ball now. Left side to Graham. Graham looking for cutters, nothing there. Goes back to Andrade. She puts up the 15-footer blocked by Preston. McClain gets a rebound back to Andrade. Now to McClain on the baseline. She takes the 15-footer, no good. Inside position by Graham, and then she's fouled as she puts it back up. Keely Graham just wanted that more. She and Ropp got to the ball at the same time. Graham had inside position, and Keely just said, I'm taking it. I'm pulling it down. She did. Took it right back up and drew the foul on Ropp. Ropp's first foul of the game. First team foul for the Eagles here in the second half. Graham misses the foul shot. Struggling a little bit at the foul line lately. Just a mental thing for her. She's got a good stroke from there. Normally probably the best foul shooter on the Warriors team. Second one, she gets that one in off the front rim there, slides it in. So one out of two for Keeley and a 33-24 Warriors lead. 6:15 to go here in the third quarter. Ropp working on Graham, or on Andrade, excuse me, gives it to Watson. Watson with McClain on her. Tries to go into the post to Preston. Good job by Keeley to deny in there. They swing it right side. Bain penetrates. Good help defense. Bain got away with a travel. No call. Dumler came across to make that tough. There's the pass ahead to McClain. She can't save it. She does save it, but she gets it back in to Ropp. And Ropp for the Eagles brings it up the court, gets it to Bain. Bain, right corner to Roth with the ball, I think. Now she hands it to Ropp. Ropp works down the right side, spins back to her left hand, gets in the middle, no good. Andrade can't get the rebound, but Dumler does and gets it to Croxford. Croxford throws it ahead to Graham. Graham leaking out, lays it up and in. What a pass again by Morgan Croxford. Tell you what, she just has such great vision, and she always, always wants to get it to you. And so people run the floor, because they know there's a good chance they're going to get a lay-in. If they can outrun the defense, Morgan will get on the ball. Preston working on Graham. Graham cuts her off going right. Now tries to cut her off going left. Good help from McClain there. Preston misses a shot. Rebound by Dumler inside. She gets a nice bounce pass to Croxford. Croxford cross court to Graham. Graham down low to McClain. Lays it up. No good. Gets it back. She's fouled. Puts it up. No good. Good job. What great ball movement by these Warrior girls. Started with Croxford throwing the diagonal cross-court pass to hit Graham at half court. Graham took a dribble and threw a bounce pass to McClain down underneath the basket on the low block. Missed one, got it back, and got fouled on the second one. Shaylin hits the foul shot. Warriors now up 12, 4:52 to go here in the third quarter. McLean a chance to make this a 13-point lead. Rattles around, no good. Graham with the rebound. Keely Graham sneaking in there from the weak side. Out on top to Croxford for three. Rattles the cage, won't stay. McLean knocks it out of bounds. Good job by Shea Lynn to battle for that offensive glass. Couldn't get it, but good hustle. Bain with the ball. There's just so much more pressure on the Eagles to have to send people to the glass to rebound when McLean's in the game. She just dominates the glass otherwise. A deep three for Preston. This one an air ball. That one might be just a little out of her comfort range. She thought about it for a second. Didn't really shoot it in rhythm. That one was from at least 22 and a half, 23 feet. Bounce pass inside. Nice seal off there by Watson. Gets it to Bain. Bain right down the middle. Blocked by Croxford. Preston chases it down. Graham picks her up quickly. Goes to Ropp. Ropp, three-pointer, top of the key. No good. Long rebound to Watson. Tipped away. Preston gets it. She jumps into traffic. I'm not sure what Keeley could do there. If they call that on Keeley, they don't. They call it on McLean coming across. Keeley says, I was straight up. How could I have fouled her? And it wasn't on her. It was on Shea Lynn. Shea Lynn knows she's got three, as Reg tells her. 4:09 to go in the third quarter. Preston hits the first. Preston with 11 points in the game. Single-handedly keeping the Eagles within striking distance. She hits a pair. And it's a 10-point game. Warriors have increased their lead by two here in the first half of the third quarter. There's a lob down low to McLean. She gets underneath, lays it up and in. Nice job by Shea Lynn. She had to kind of pop out to catch the ball and then took it baseline before the Eagles could cut her off and laid it up and in. She's deceptively quick. I think a lot of big girls just don't have any idea that Shea Lynn can move that quickly. There's a missed shot by Bain. Rebound tipped by Dumlin and picked up by Croxford. Croxford wheeling and dealing up the middle of the floor. Now she slows up. Bounce pass to Dumler down in the corner. Andrade, 17-footer air ball. McLean battling for it. She's got it. Lays it up and in. Watson, no match for McLean when it comes to getting that loose rebound. McLean got her mitts on it, and it was all hers after that. Nice game for Shea Lynn here. She's got 9 points, and when she's been in the game, she's been the toughest one for them to cover. Nice move by Preston, but she misses the lay-in. She beat three Warriors there with a nice hesitation spin move. Keeley pushes it up, goes to Andrade, out on top, Dumler. Dumler, three-pointer, short, no good. McLean almost had the rebound. Bain gets it. Bain pushes up, stolen by Croxford. Bain on the floor, she gets it. Now we're tied up. Jump ball. What a great job by Morgan Croxford to knock that ball loose and then turn it into a scrum on the floor, and that ends up being a Warrior basketball on the alternating possession on the jump ball. Great job by Morgan Croxford, not give up on that play. Croxford brings it in. Warriors up by 14, 40-26. McLean, three-point line, hits Brown, cutting back to McLean, puts up the corner elbow jumper, no good. Croxford with the rebound, up and under, lays it up and in. Morgan Croxford, I think they thought she was going to pass it back out. Said she stepped through, took it up with the right hand, laid it off the glass and in. 16-point Warrior lead, 42-26. Pulling away here in the third quarter with the starters on the floor. Out on top, Roth. Swings it to Bain. She gets baseline, lays it up and in, draws the foul on Croxford. Croxford checks on her, makes sure she's okay. Good sportsmanship out of these Warrior girls. Tell you what, both of our teams really do exhibit excellent sportsmanship. They're quick to help other players up and check on them after they foul them. They are considerate but competitive all the time. There's a missed free throw by Bain, and McLean gets the rebound. So Bain can't complete the three-point play. She does cut it to 14. Croxford goes down low to McLean. Back to Croxford. Pulls up, elbow jumper. Buries it. Perfect. Morgan Croxford with the assist from Shayla McLean. Little two-man game there. Ropp puts up a three. No good. McLean with another rebound. Just owning the glass inside. When she's in the game, the Warriors are dominating the backboards. Graham crosses over, gets in, gets the ball stripped away from her. Nice steal there by number 15. That's Carly. The foul on McLean is going to be her fourth, and I think Reg is going to get her out now. That was just a loose ball foul. Ball got stripped away. McLean trying to get to it, put a shoulder into somebody there. Morrison in. Morrison did a good job in the first half holding down the fort while McLean was getting some rest. Shaylin going to the bench. Minute 48 to go in the third quarter. Warriors up by 16. 44-28. Ropp with the ball. Brown on her. Hands it to Preston. Preston cut off by Graham and Croxford. Now she gets it out to Carly. Carly, they swing it left side. Now they go up on top to Carly. They swing it over to Preston. 22-footer, no good. Croxford tips it. Preston gets it back. Long rebound off that missed three. Preston backs her way down on Graham. Turns into Morrison. Kicks it out. There's a short jumper that's missed, and Preston gets the rebound. Roth with the miss on there. Now they kick it over to number 10. She misses a three-pointer, and the ball tipped out of bounds. That is Josie Risinger. Hadn't seen her in the game before. Didn't know who that was. Risinger misses the three. Ball tipped out of bounds off of the Eagles. Warrior basketball, a minute 10 to go in the third quarter. Croxford jogs up the floor with it. Crosses over at the foul line. Now dumps it down low to Plummer. Plummer up and under, and she scores. Preston didn't want to get the foul there, and Plummer gets herself a basket on the baseline. I think she caught Preston sleeping a little bit, and then she was out of position and didn't want to pick up that fourth foul. Risinger to Ropp. Ropp surveying the court. Brown coming out to the three-point line. Ropp picks up her dribble to Preston. Preston penetrates left side, gets into traffic, lays it up and in. Tell you what, when she puts the ball on the floor, she's as tough as anybody, and she finishes really well. 46-30 Warriors. Croxford crosses over. Bounce pass to Morrison, knocked away by Preston, and then off of Morrison and out of bounds. Tried to force that one a little bit, Morgan did. Led to the turnover. 23 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Preston taking over the point now with Bain out of the game. Working the right side. Backing it out. Swings it. There's a steal by Croxford. Croxford taking her time, waiting for Graham. There's the bounce pass to Graham. Lays it up and in. Nice job by Croxford to set Preston up. Kind of went slow. Took her time, waited for Graham to catch up, and then left a little bounce pass for her. Morgan Croxford's got to have at least six assists in this game, and some of them have been just absolutely beautiful. We're going to take a quick commercial break here. We're at the end of the third quarter. The score is Amity 48 and Santiam Christian 30. We'll be right back.
Thank you. My car's like new. Change over your car, start to do the same for you.
If you've been involved in an auto accident, where would you take your car to be fixed? I hope you say J&W CarStar. We have been here for decades repairing cars with excellence. Trust us to fix your car right.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. This is Jeff Clark coming to you live from the home of the Warriors, Amity High School, where your Warriors lead the visiting Eagles of Santiam Christian by a score of 48-30 after three quarters of this West Valley League season league opener. Warriors outscored the Eagles by three in the first, and then bumped that up to an eight-point lead after two quarters, and now extend it to an 18-point lead by outscoring them by 10 points there in the 10 points there in the third quarter. Great job by the Warriors getting stronger as the game goes on. Risinger in the game to Ropp. Ropp out by the Warrior head on the right left side of the court here as the Warriors move from left to right, Eagles from right to left. Watson trying to dump it in, nothing there to Carly. Carly, she pops out, now hits Risinger, top of the key, goes left side to Ropp. Ropp swings through, gets in the lane, stolen by Morrison. Job by Robbie Morrison with the steal there. Croxford pushes ahead to Graham. Graham goes in, up and under, misses the shot. Morrison battling, gets a rebound. Kicks it out to Graham. Robbie Morrison giving some fantastic effort there. Graham dribbles baseline out the left side now. Out to Croxford, puts up a three from the corner way long. Brown battling, she gets the rebound. Traveled, got away with it. Preston with a steal. Samantha switch pivot foots there. So a little justice that she then threw it away to Preston. Preston backing on Graham. Goes to her left hand, down the middle of the lane, scoops it up, no good. Graham draws the foul. Preston is so tough. Right hand, left hand, doesn't matter. She's going to take you aggressively to the hole if she feels like she can beat you, and she'll take either way on it. Preston to the line. Bangs the first one around, but it won't stay down. She misses a foul shot. She's 2 for 3 from the foul line now tonight. Her second one. Perfect. No surprise there. She has 8 points in the second half. And then she steals the inbound, except she stepped out of bounds. 7:04 to go here in the game. Warriors up by 17. Brown throws it long to Croxford. She chases it down, getting bumped all the way in, lays it up and in. No foul called. Could have been. Croxford with the basket. What a pass by Sam Brown. She just threw the baseball pass and let Morgan go chase it down. And Morgan on the receiving end of a pass similar to what she usually throws. 50-31 Warriors. Ropp looking at the three. Can't get it. Takes a dribble. Picks it up. Closed out by Brown there. Gets it to Carly. Carly guarded by Plummer. Plummer, a good defender. There's a deep three by Risinger. No good. Preston with the rebound. Fumbled it. Now she goes back to the right hand. Throws it up. No good. Gets her own rebound. Lays it up. Alley-oops it to herself. Up and in. Outstanding athlete. 10 points here in the second half for her. Morrison at half court. Takes a dribble. No. I think they're going to call an over-the-back call. Robbie lost track of where she was. She caught the long pass. She was straddling the half-court line, moved a foot, and ended up getting an over-the-back on it. So just one of those positions that Robbie's not usually in to have to deal with breaking the press. 6:19 to go in the fourth quarter. Warriors up by 17. Eagles ball. Risinger at the Eagle or at the Warrior head there. Swings it to Ropp. Ropp, three-pointer, hits it. Can't leave that girl alone. Somebody didn't close out on her there. Croxford throws it long, throws it over Graham's head and out of bounds, and Reg wants a timeout. That's not the press break that he draws up there. And so finally, they're going to recognize he wants one. So it's a 50-36 game. Warriors up by 14. They were up 18 when this quarter started. 2 minutes gone here in the fourth. This is going to be a full timeout, so we'll take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
When people come to Newburgh Ford, they're often amazed at how many pre-owned cars and trucks we have. Sometimes they'll even ask, how do you get so many? Well, over the last few years, Newburgh Ford has had the good fortune of selling the most new Fords in our Oregon dealer group, which means we get a tremendous amount of trade-ins, virtually all makes and all price ranges. And since we know where they come from, we can sell them with confidence. So if you're looking to save money by purchasing a quality used vehicle, come see us at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. I want to remind you that you can see Tim Harsman at Country Financial to learn more about protection for the things in your life that matter most and get started on a plan for a comfortable future. Contact Tim Harsman today at Country Financial, 503-565-2043. All right. 6 minutes to go in this one. The Warriors in control with a 14-point lead, but the last couple of minutes, the Warriors have looked, last minute and a half, they looked a little shaky on the defensive end and the offensive end. A couple of turnovers and a couple of baskets by Sandy M. Christian. Pass, they get it into Bain. She puts it up and in with the left hand. Pretty good defense by Keeley after she caught the ball, but didn't do a good enough job denying or getting it. Keeley crosses over Preston with the steal. Preston working on Dumbler. She gets back, jumps into her, draws contact, and Preston will go to the line. Boy, that was a big girl move there, I tell you. You don't see a lot of high school girls that make that move. Preston had Dumbler backing up, crossed over to her right hand, and then jumped into Dumbler to make sure she drew contact, and then faded off of that to put up a reasonably good shot attempt. She makes the first foul shot. So just a real crafty move there by the junior guard. Down to an 11-point lead, and she has a chance to cut it to 10 here and give some momentum back to the Eagles. She misses Dumbler high for the rebound. So 18 points for Preston to lead all scorers. She's had an excellent second half. Croxford with the ball, sets up the offense, man-to-man defense for the Eagles. She goes left side, Dumbler for three, hits it! Lillian Dumbler, been quiet for a while, but that's her fifth three of the game. When she starts feeling it, look out, folks, because she's going to light you up from there. Bain crosses over on Plummer. Plummer, good job to cut her off. Goes to Preston. Preston, 21-footer left side, way long. And there's the pass ahead from Dumbler to Croxford. Croxford drops down, backs up with the left hand, misses the shot, gets her own rebound, up and under with the right hand, and scores! Morgan Croxford doing it all herself. She missed on the left side with the left hand, chased down the rebound, took it baseline with a dribble, came out the right side with a reverse lay-in and scored with Preston right there. Watson double dribbled, forgot that she had picked up her dribble, had McLean close out on her. McLean helps her back up. I told you, you won't find a better group of girls for sportsmanship than these kids, and they compete all the time. Plummer out and Maylin Williams in. So it's Williams, Croxford, Graham, Dumbler, and Shaylin in. Warriors get it in easily. Shaylin looking for the long pass, and Reg says no, 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 shakes his finger at her there. Croxford sets it up, 55-36 Warriors. Dumbler, right wing, looking for a cutter. Almost got it to Shaylin. Shaylin was kind of posting, and Lillian led her a little bit. So turnover for the Warriors. 4.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 55-39 Warriors. Bain working on Maylin Williams. Crosses over to the left hand, gets all the way to the basket, lays it up and in. Maylin thought there was a screen coming. Bain set her up for that and then beat her with the left. Back to a 14-point game. Croxford. Warriors just need to run their offense and be patient here. When they have, they've gotten excellent shots. McLean to Williams on top. Swings left side to Croxford. Now to McLean down low. Lays it up. She misses. Gets it back. Puts it up. She misses and goes to the foul line. Shaylin missed a bunny, if there ever was one. Great pass from Croxford to hit the cutting McLean as she came from the right side to the left. Nobody got there with her. She had a wide open left-hand lay-in, and she just left it short. She's mimicking herself out there at the foul line because she knows, like, how did I miss that? Man, we work on lay-ins all the time. Just left it hanging there. She misses the foul shot. One out of four from the line tonight for Shaylin. 4:02 to go in the fourth. 55-41 Warriors. Second one, good from Shaylin. Shaylin with 10 points in the game now. Bain working on Williams, kicks it right side. Carly for a three, no good. Good box out by McLean, but Ropp got the rebound. She gets it back and puts it up and in. There was a blocked shot, I think, in there by Dumbler, but it came right back to Ropp. There's a pass ahead to McLean. McLean draws contact, no call. The ball's loose, and Ropp comes out of there with it. Shaylin ran to rush that one a little bit. Ropp pushes up the left side, cut off by Dumbler. Just a 13-point game, 3.5 minutes to go here in the fourth. Reg urging his girls on to get after it on the defensive end. Ropp still dribbling on Dumbler. Now she cuts to the hoop, throws up a little short one, no good. Shaylin trying to not pick up that fifth foul, does a good job. Maylin with the rebound. There's the pass ahead to Dumbler. Dumbler puts the brakes on and gets it to Croxford. Morgan sometimes maybe trying to push a little too much. This would have been a good situation where you don't want to take that chance and give any more momentum to Santiam Christian. Dumbler in the corner looking for the cutting Graham. Pass knocked away on a good defensive play by number four, Rebecca Preston. It's going to be Warrior basketball out of bounds on the baseline. 3 minutes left here in the fourth. Way out on the right side of the baseline here. Croxford gets into Dumbler for three. She's open, and it's good. Lily Ann Dumbler lighting it up from three-point range, and Grandpa's just shaking his head. He doesn't know whose daughter that is. Where does she get that talent? That's what we'd like to know. There's a drive by Bain. She's fouled as she gets in there, and she'll go to the line to shoot, too. Dumbler has 6 threes on the night, 18 points total. Grandma, do you agree with me, Lois? 18? She got 1, 2, and 6 threes. Oh, that's 20. 20 points in the game. Right? Hey, I didn't get my math skills at Amity, Dennis. All right. Bain hits the first one. And Lois helps out with math in the elementary school. She knew I was wrong on that. 20 points for Dumbler in the game. 6 threes and a 2. There's a short one. Ball tipped loose, and Preston gets it back. That's a rough break for the Warriors. Bain drives, kicks it out to Ropp for three. No good. Long rebound. The other side chased down by number 14. That's Beck. They lob it inside to Preston. She comes out the other side to Ropp for a 15-footer. Hits it. Good job by Rebecca Preston to set that up. Need a little help there. And Hatch comes through and gets the help for Croxford. And gets the ball back in the hands of Croxford. Still a 13-point game. Croxford backs her way down. Turns up. Throws up a tough shot. McLean with the rebound. She misses. Croxford tips it. No good. Preston comes out of there with it, and she's running on Dumbler again. Dumbler backs it up. Preston jumps into her, lays it up and in. No foul this time, and it's an 11-point game and a timeout taken by Santiam Christian. So 2:07 to go, just an 11-point game. Warriors have got to stop turning the ball over and especially on the defensive end, they've got to do a better job on the boards. Just not getting rebounds the way that they need to get rebounds. Too many long rebounds getting tipped and then getting second and third chance opportunities for Sandingham Christian so far. So I want to remind you, the Hall of Fame game coming up, I believe it's the 27th, is that Friday in January. And then the following day on the 28th will be the Hall of Fame dinner. So the committee, I know, we're meeting on Thursday of this week, and we should be finalizing the inductees and contacting them and making sure hopefully all of them can be here. It's always a fun night. Always have a good crowd on hand where we get to honor several former Amity Warrior greats who left an indelible mark here on Amity history in the athletic endeavors, and also have gone on to do other significant things in life. Usually we try to look for people that not only excelled on the floor but also have contributed to their communities and their schools and other things along the way. And so that's always an exciting time. You can get you can call Mona Hatch at the high school office and look for tickets for that. Hold it up usually at the 4-H Center, and Uncle Jack's usually caters that. So it's a great night, a lot of fun. Usually have a good guest speaker too. Warriors ball, they get it into McLean. McLean gets it to Dumbler. Dumbler working on Ropp up the left side, gets it across half court, picks up her dribble, hands it to Croxford, throws it on the other side to Hatch, and there's a block by Carly. Hatch thought she was going to get that uncontested. There's a pass ahead to Ropp. She can't handle it. She saves it back into Preston. Preston, 15-footer, rattles around, no good. Battle inside. It should be Warrior basketball. It is. Dumbler battling in there with Ropp and Carly, and it went out of bounds off of one of the black-uniformed girls from Sandingham Christian. Press now by Sandingham Christian. They get it into Keeley. She pushes it up the left side, working on Preston. That's dangerous to put the ball on the floor there, and Preston gets a tip. Dumbler saves it, gets it right back to Graham. Graham to Croxford. They need to settle down. A minute 30 to go. Got lots of time here for the Warriors to run and seal this game. Sandingham Christian nowhere near being over the limit, so it doesn't do them any good to start fouling unless they're going to foul three times in a row. Graham wheels it out. That's going to do it, folks. A minute 15 to go. If Sandingham Christian's not going to foul several times and put the Warriors on the line, this one's over. 11-point game. Croxford over to Graham. Graham working on Preston. Spins. There's a turnover. Carly gets it. Keeley was trying to get the ball to Hatch on the right side where she was wide open. Under a minute to go now. 11-point game. There's a lob inside. Knocked away by Croxford. She is almost going to get it, but there's the save by Bain. Bain brings it back the other way, hits Preston streaking down the right side, lays it up and in. Just like that, you go from having a chance to have a fast break going one way to another one for your opponent going back the other way. So it's a 9-point game with 42 seconds. The problem, and we've got a 30-second timeout here taken by Sandingham Christian. There's no game going on right now. That's why I'm talking about other things. 42 seconds to go, 59-50. The Warriors have 16 fouls. The problem that Sandingham Christian has is they only have 3 team fouls. And this is something their coach should have anticipated several minutes ago in this game when he felt like they were starting to make some sort of a comeback. He should have had his girls commit several fouls. You can even sub somebody in to commit a couple of fouls and get your team to the point where you can start putting the other team on the line in a one-on-one situation and have a chance to get some missed free throws and get the ball back. They have not done that, so now they're having to rely strictly on turnovers. So for the Warriors, Dumbler to inbound. Warriors stack it up underneath the Eagles basket. She gets it into McLean and back to Dumbler. Dumbler walks it up. Nobody picks her up for quite a while. And then there's a reach-in foul on number 14, Trinity Beck, a 5'3 freshman. So that's the fourth team foul, 35 seconds to go. And see, here's the problem. If they could be putting the Warriors on the line, but they didn't manage their foul situation very well. 35 seconds to go. Warriors up 9. As long as you don't turn it over, you're okay. She gets it into McLean. McLean is fouled from behind. Now they're fouling, but it's just it's going to be too little too late, I'm sure. That's the fifth foul. 2 more seconds tick off the clock. So Dumbler with going to inbound again. Gets into McLean. McLean fouled again. 2 more seconds tick off. 59-50. And so the next one will put the Warriors on the line. I just think their coach went to that about a minute and a half too late to really give her girls a fighting chance here. There's the pass into McLean. McLean finds Graham. Graham misses the lay-in. No reason to even shoot the ball. She should have dribbled it out. Preston throws baseline down to Bain. She's blocked by Dumler. And Croxford pulls it out, throws it ahead to Graham. Graham, now she dribbles it out. No foul now. 14 seconds. There's the pass to McLean, and she's fouled as they go for the steal. McLean will go to the line to shoot one and one. 11 seconds to go, 59-50. I think that indecision by their coach or their lack of decisiveness to start fouling sooner really put her team in a situation where they didn't have much of a chance here in the last minute of the game. Down nine. McLean a chance to make that 10. She rattles a cage. No good. Ball tipped. And the rebound by Keely Graham. Who else? Keely with the ball. And she's fouled for some reason with 7 seconds to go by Carly. And that will put Keely Graham on the line to shoot. One and one. 7 seconds to go in the game. 59-50 Warriors. Keely a chance to put a little icing on the cake here. Keely steps up to the line. She is 1 for 2 from the line today. And now she's 1 for 3. She misses that one. Dumler tips the rebound. She dribbles it out. She's trapped in the corner. She gets it to McLean, and that's the game. Final score, Amity 59. And Santa Ana Christian 50. Warriors were outscored by the Eagles 20-11 in that fourth quarter. But the Warriors had built themselves an 18-point lead before that and were able to hang on for the 9-point victory. All right, folks, I'll be right back. I'll give you some point totals for the game, and then we'll take a break and get things set up for the boys' game. You're listening to Amity Warriors Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back after this message.
Need to sell or need to buy property? Stacy McGeehee of Berkshire Hathaway McMinnville is the real estate agent who wants to meet your goals and exceed your expectations. All areas of real estate. Licensed since 2006. Call 971-237-9306. You're in good hands with Stacy McGeehee. When you need a new heater or air conditioner for your home, go to Frank Webster Heating and Air Conditioning, the best in Carrier brand heat pumps. Free bids on new equipment and competitive pricing. 1020 South East 1st Street, McMinnville, 472-6597.
The American Legion is the nation's largest and most respected veterans organization. We take the lead in supporting veterans and their families throughout Oregon every day. We have service officers and local Legion posts throughout the state to help all veterans with VA claims, employment, housing, and education benefits, whether you're a Legion member or not. The Oregon American Legion, veterans serving in communities statewide. Find out more at orlegion.org.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Let me give you some point totals from that game. The Warriors win 59-50. Warriors were led by Lillian Dumler, her 6 3-pointers on her way to 20 points on the night. Morgan Croxford with 13, Keely Graham 11, Shaylin McLean 10. Samantha Brown had 2, and Hannah Hatch had a point for the Warriors. For the Santa Ana Christian Eagles, they had 3 girls score. 22 points for Preston, 14 for Ropp, and 13 for Bain. Oh, excuse me, Allie Watson also had a free throw for 1. All right, folks, we're going to take a break for a few minutes here. I'm not sure how many minutes they're going to put back on the clock, but it'll probably be at least 15 or so before we get started with the boys' game.